space, the big empty. Me and my crew voyage throughout the inky blacks looking for adventure, excitement, and wherever Zach hid the remote this time. I'm Captain Jersey Standard. This is my ship, the Watercress. And these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, Cooler Heads Won't Prevail.
Captain's log. We keep making our way back towards civilized space at a slower than preferred speed. Though our FTL works like a champ, we cannot afford the cost of fuel, which has tripled in the recent weeks due to the ongoing conflict betwixt the Ministry and them vicious Gectonians. As such, we poke along in the granny lane, with little to do except place bets on what part of lungs breaks out in a new rash. I put 20 credits on the inner thigh, near the bikini line. Oh, I did, however, work up a side hustle to earn a bit of extra scratch. Cap'n out.
This will not end well.
Oh, Gutman, you always say that.
Because you always conceive of terrible ideas.
So a few of my little schemes fail to conclude as hoped, but one must plow onwards and upwards.
A few, huh? Computer.
Online.
Please calculate how many of the Captain's schemes have proven successful since I came aboard.
I would be glad to.
Thank you.
Just as soon as you admit you cheat at chess.
Not this again.
You cheated. Admit it.
I didn't cheat. I'm just better than you at chess.
Impossible. I am infallible.
Just stop. Your chess AI is faulty. That's why you lose. It's not really your fault, but the fault of the programming.
Gutman, you're not gonna win. Just say you cheated and move on.
I have a sense of honor. I am a ranked chess champion.
Who also requires fresh air to live.
Is that a threat?
Computing. Computing. Yes, it is a threat.
How's about I get into your CPU and monkey around with your coding?
How's about I redirect the ship to fly into a singularity?
Whoa there, Putor. This here beef is betwixt you and Gutman. Leave us out of it.
Casualties are acceptable in my pursuit of the truth.
You know you'd be spaghettified as the rest of us by the singularity.
Computing. That is acceptable.
Gutman, let it go.
No, I got this.
That's an order, Lieutenant.
Fine. I cheated.
Which means?
That you are...
What was that? I couldn't quite hear you.
You're better at chess than me. There. Happy now?
Computing. Indubitably. Thank you.
Now, will you please calculate how many of the Captain's schemes have worked recently?
Computing.
This is taking forever. When was the last time the AI was updated?
That would be Lung's department. He's our master IT guy.
The Captain's success rate is at 13.8%.
See?
Oh, that's because it's such a small sample. You gotta see the big picture. Putor, what's my success rate since I first became Captain of the Watercress?
Computing.
I believe, Gutman, that you will be pleasantly surprised.
13.1%.
See? Wait, but that's worse, isn't it?
Oh, lords.
Look, you can't make an omelet without mutating some eggs.
Ahoy, hoy. This is the Shadow Typist requesting permission to dock. Over.
Will you get that?
Reluctantly. Ahoy, hoy. Gutman here. Permission to dock granted. Welcome back, Lungs. Over.
Hey, I so missed you guys. You did stay out of my stuff, right, Captain?
Ask him if he was successful in obtaining the equipment.
Yeah, Captain, I did. No need to go through Gutman. Your voice really carries.
Right. We'll meet you down at the airlock.
Yeah, over and out.
Captain, for one last time, I want to stress the danger in transporting convicted criminals.
Who are all held in a state of suspended hibernation.
Exactly. We are not set up for that. We don't even have thermodynamic cryopods.
Which we will just as soon as Lungs docks the Typhus.
Oh, great. You sent Lungs out to steal them, didn't you?
No, they were purchased legally, with fair tender.
Wait, you bought thermodynamic cryopods? Those are incredibly expensive.
Well, no, my dear. I believe I found a workaround. Now, kindly escort me to the airlock, if you don't mind.
Certainly. This is something I've got to see.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
I'm so tired of burnt toast. Why can't I get it right? Battlestar Toasters, the next generation of toasting technology. Are you tired of inconsistent toasting? Wish you could have the perfect slice of toast every single time? With Battlestar Toasters, your toasting worries are a thing of the past.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Gutman, just calm yourself. Your blood pressure must be through the roof.
Yeah, your face don't normally look so purple.
No, 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 and no!
I see you may have some questions.
Come on, Gutman. Sprechen Sie.
So help me, God's lungs. If you dare patronize me again, you will regret it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one.
One of what?
One of three.
What happens if I get to three?
Something you will certainly not enjoy.
Point taken.
I fail to see what you are so upset about.
Have you gone mental? There is no way that this equipment will work.
What do you mean? These cryopods will work just fine.
Air quotes don't magically make these cryopods. These are just freezers.
That's an informal way of describing them, but the term holds.
No, these are actual freezers. The kind for ice cream, pizza, frozen vegetables, or
a dozen or so convicted criminals to which the state will pay us $10,000 per to transport across the sector.
They are still human beings. I mean, these freezers are airtight. They'll suffocate.
Gutman, they're in suspended hibernation.
Yeah, they're gonna be so cold, they don't even breathe.
And in case one of them does happen to wake up, there's a padlock on the door.
Again? Suffocation?
You're overthinking everything.
Yeah, don't worry your pretty little lady head about it.
That's two.
You're right. I'm so, so sorry.
So, what's your plan if these freezers...
Cryopods.
Again, what is your plan if something goes wrong?
I'll unlock the chest. Easy.
But, as you said, they are criminals. Some may be dangerous.
In that case, lungs can drill a few holes in the side or something. It'll be fine.
There is no way that the prison administration will fall for this. These are obviously freezers.
I can jazz them up. Make them look all fancy. Give them some bedazzlement.
How so?
Oh, I got some thermodynamic decals and whatnot to put on the freezers. Maybe hot glue some holiday lights on and stuff.
I suppose you might have a plan.
Thank you. It is a great plan.
That's not what I said.
Close enough. Now that we're all on the same page, let's make ourselves some money. Gutman, to the bridge with you, and set a course for the Dark Star Orbital Prison and all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. I'm a-craving some shrimp scampi.
Captain, sad news. The seafood buffet closed last year. Too many people died. Gastroenteritis. And, shankings.
Oh, I loved the gastroenteritis.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
Are you tired of wearing the same spacesuit day after day? Say goodbye to space grime and hello to fresh, clean clothes. Introducing family-owned Costanza's Washaterias, the ultimate laundromat solution for astronauts in the Sagittarius cluster. And the best part? Come shake the hand of a famous pilot of BSG and hear his tales of adventure while he folds your underwear. Costanza's Washaterias, where clean clothes meet cosmic adventure.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Captain's log supplemental. Everything is looking up. We received the frosted convicts, and they are safely stored down in the cargo bay under the watchful eye of my best man, me. But then I needed a nap, so I gave that responsibility to lungs.
Could you hurry up?
I'm making a captain's log here. As a record of our trials and tribulations.
So basically an ongoing confession to all the despicable deeds that you commit?
Something like that. Now get!
Fine, but you need to come down to the cargo bay with me now. It's important.
Okay, just give me a minute. Captain's log supplemental. However, Gutman, being the worrywart that she is...
I'm right here.
...insists I go down to the cargo bay, due to an unusual situation, which is probably nothing to be concerned about. Captain out. Gutman, I do not see the need to come all the way down here to the cargo bay.
Hush. Lungs?
Yeah?
Lick on the lights, will you?
Okay, the lights are on. So what are we looking for?
Quiet. Just listen.
Then why did we need to lick on the lights? Those bulbs are just a bear to change. I gotta break out the ladder and...
Hush!
I don't hear anything.
Just give it a sec.
Wait, what is that? That's just space taps. It's just what happens in space. You get the taps, right, Lungs?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the watercress makes a lot of creaks and stuff, but no taps.
Is it coming from...
One of the freezers?
Huh.
How about that?
So, I suppose this means...
Someone defrosted?
Let's figure out which one it is. Lungs, you have been checking on them, right? Those were your orders.
Oh, yeah, like clockwork.
Found it. Freezer 7.
Can you see any problems?
Yeah, I see something.
Well, what is it?
It's unplugged!
Say again?
The freezer. It's unplugged, as in the cord is just lying here on the ground.
Lungs!
Whoa, now it's Captain's chance to turn purple.
Gutman's right. Your blood pressure must be...
Quiet!
Yes, sir.
Now, what did you do or not do to cause this?
Look, it's not my fault.
You were responsible for monitoring the freezers. How did one get unplugged?
It's a numbers question. We got 12 freezers, but just 11 outlets. They couldn't all be plugged in at once.
Lungs, outlets come in sets of two. So how is what you say possible?
Well, I'd say it has something to do with that toaster over there.
Explain, please, how a toaster ranks higher than a living being, specifically one who is earning us much-needed cash.
I get hungry.
Hungry? For... what?
Toaster strudels. Hey, it's not my fault. Sometimes Zach comes down here with his portable TV and he watches his stories.
So tell us, what was your plan?
Well, once an hour or so, I would come down here and rotate who was plugged in. It went fine for the first couple of days.
So what happened?
And I got all sleepy, so I had to take a nap.
Had to take a nap.
And I guess I just overslept.
Hey, idiots! May I politely remind the group that we need to get the prisoner out of there before he expires?
Gutman's right. Zach! Zach, pick up!
Zach here. Gutman, permission to work naked. Over.
Not now! I'm fielding too many problems to deal with such distractions. I need you to grab a laser torch and get it down to the cargo bay stat. Got that?
Yeah, Captain. I am pantsless. Is that a problem? Over.
Just hurry!
Over now.
The taps are getting weaker. I don't think we have enough time. We need to unlock the chest now.
Is that a good idea? I mean, these here men is all felons and such. It could prove dangerous.
Check the manifest.
Lungs, get on it.
Got it. Let's see, this one holds a Simon Phoenix, originally from the Polonius system.
What are his crimes?
14 citations for moving violations, 7 for disobeying leash laws.
Seems harmless enough.
Then let him out before his air runs out.
Wait a tick. Let me turn the page. Oh my.
What is it?
Murders. So many murders. That's more than a murder. Several pages worth of these.
Oh. So, Gutman, want me to open the chest? Gutman, it's a moot point, anywho's. I don't have the keys.
What happened to them?
You'll like this. I gave them to Zach for safekeeping, and he... No, guess. Guess what Zach did with
them. Did he eat them?
That's right. Good guess.
That's not a guess. Every time you hand something over to Zach, he ends up swallowing it.
That boy sure does enjoy a nice swallow.
This is a disaster.
Gutman? Captain?
I wouldn't go so far as saying it's a disaster.
Captain, I need you to...
What would you call it?
A whoopsie.
Hey!
What, lungs?
The tapping stopped.
Well, ain't that something? Problem fixed itself.
I'm here with the drill.
Zach, time was of the essence, and that essence is suffocated.
Okay. I had to find my pants. That's what slowed me down.
Is that my shirt?
That's okay. Now be a helpful hand and take this here freezer and blow it out the airlock.
Aye, aye, Captain. Yes, sir, Captain.
First, let's do a visual inspection on the rest, just to make sure everything is looking good.
What do you want me to do? Get a pry bar and force them open? Did you forget I ain't got no keys?
No worries, sir. I got them. See, I finally passed them during this last morning log.
Why don't you take the role of official keymaster and open up all the freezers?
Okay. But can I first tell you what it was like to poop out keys?
That is unnecessary, Zach.
No, but I mean, it's pretty interesting. See, they apparently just like shifted sideways, and just before...
Enough about that. Let the inspection commence.
Chest one is good.
Chest two is hunky-dory.
Let's see what number three is like. Oh, good gods.
What?
This one is missing his head. Lungs?
Don't look at me. I don't have it.
So where is his head?
According to the manifest, this guy was a John Spartan. Also responsible for a multitude of murders.
Does it say anything about him not having a head?
Nope. In fact, based on his mugshot, he was quite the looker.
Who loaded him in the freezer?
Zach, wasn't it your job to transfer the prison pops?
Yep. I squared each one into the freezer.
So was this one missing his head?
No. No, he had one.
So where is it now?
In my room.
Why is the head... Nope. Nope. First... How did you detach his head to begin with?
Well, he was kind of slippery from the freezing process, and I may have, you know, dropped him and some stuffs.
And stuff?
And his head maybe kind of broke off.
Okay, so why is the head in your room now?
I was lonely, and I got a lot on my mind, and, you know, Mr. Bingles, he's a pretty good listener, so...
Who's Mr. Bingles?
The head.
You named the head Mr. Bingles?
No, he named himself.
Back to the matter at hand. This is going to reflect badly on our evaluation as prison transports.
It should. We murdered two people.
Hey, according to the manifest, they were scheduled for execution anyway, so no harm, no foul.
I guess, but it's still murder. I told you this wouldn't work.
Meh. I've had more than a few scrapes with the law. It'll be manslaughter at worst. Then we'll plead it down to a misdemeanor.
From a capital crime down to a parking ticket? That's not how this works.
She could be right.
We could, you know, change the manifest to say maybe there's like only 10 prisoners.
That's the ticket. They can't charge us for murdering them, too, if they don't know they exist.
The truth will come out eventually.
By the time they got it all figured out, we'll be in some other part of the sector out of their jurisdiction.
I guess.
It'll all be all right. Now, if you excuse me, I got to go demolish a fifth of jelly gin. A drunken escapade is a-calling.
Wait. We can't just flush them out of the airlock without some sort of... recognition.
What in the sand hill you want me to do about it? Hold a funeral? We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our murderous dead. And yet it should be noted, in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life. We should not feel their deaths to be vain or empty. and we will not debate how their fates ended at these proceedings. I can only say this. Of all the souls I have transported aboard my ship, frozen or otherwise, theirs was the most profitable. Now, let's blast those two bandersnatches out of the airlock. It's drinking time. It will be right after I drop off a fresh captain's log, if you catch my drift. Toodles!
Please, close the door!
Lungs, may I ask you a question?
Ask away.
How do you, you know, deal with...
the crushing existential dread?
Yeah! I mean, since I've been on board, the captain's ejected one crew member out into space.
While he was naked.
Naked, yes. And traded our souls for an FTL drive? I mean, how safe are we?
I just try and take it one day at a time.
But I mean...
Look, if you're asking if I occasionally have random bouts of uncontrollable crying plus laughter and panic attacks simultaneously, let's just say I'm glad our bunks are soundproof.
They're not.
Oh. Interesting. Well, would you like to use my bunk for a good cry?
No. Your room smells too briny.
That makes sense. Hey, what do you say we go have a drink?
All right.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the cast and crew and the people that put this all together, go ahead and go to superhappyproductions.com. It's on the internet. Did you know that Dix.com is a...